It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause he is the good news.
And welcome to a midweek Wednesday installment of Not Necessarily, the news. I swear, if you would like to support the Not Necessarily the News brought to you on the daily reports that you hear and see, please send money to Mickey Rourke. Let's start right out, shall we?
Let's start right out.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, what happened?
Hey, our Hank Facebook Livers online. Some adult grown-up news. Well, on the heels, that's Venezuela is ours.
Venezuela.
Thank you, sir. Evidently, we're going to get up to 50 million barrels of oil out of this deal. So there you go.
That's okay. Like a gift with purchase.
I have to clear some space in the garage, man. I still got all the stuff over there.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know where I'm going to put it.
You're going to be on the U-Haul frequent flyer program.
And on that acquiring new lands thing, evidently it's pretty serious, this whole Greenland acquisition. Some in the government are even saying military force could be used for this. To which Greenland's still going, why does anybody want to come here? At least Venezuela's.
Yeah,
lovely
it's toasty
this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They've got some nice beaches.
That can be our winter home. And then we can vacation in Greenland on the summertime.
I'm not going to Greenland.
We'll continue to map that progress.
MAGA!
Thank you.
Thank you. So after 20 years of wedded bliss, it is over between Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. That divorce final between the A-list actress and country favorite. Word is that neither of them will pay child support because they both make over $100,000 a month. She'll be spending most of the time with their two daughters, 306 days a year. The duo met back in 2005, tied the knot a year later. Irreconcilable differences are to blame. Yet neither has said much about all this, but she did spend the holidays at home in Australia with their two daughters, Sunday and Faye.
Mm. Well, they got that pushed through and finalized pretty quick, didn't they?
Yeah, because they didn't file until September.
Ah.
It prompt service. Over there in the divorce department.
Tough to clear the
Tennessee.
New year. Tough to clear. It's coming back. Live
what?
From Hollywood. Actually, I don't know where they're doing this one.
The entertainment capital of the world.
Do you remember?
Oh, I remember.
Competition of Star Search.
Star Search.
With your host, Ed McMahon.
It will not be with Ed McMahon. Mm. That would be really newsworthy if we could pull that off. But no, Star Search coming back. Netflix is going to bust it out soon, January 20th, so 13 days away. Mm. And they yesterday named the judging panel for Star Search, which, by the way, if you weren't around in the 1980s, before anything, before American Idol, before America's Got Talent, you had Star Search. And it was a singing competition, by and large. That's the ones we remember. But this is going to be open very AGT style to magicians and all sorts of talented type stuff.
We should nominate Mark Phillips. I mean, he can juggle.
Man.
He can marry people.
He can marry people.
He could run laps around
talents.
Anyone. Promise.
But your judges will be Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Okay.
Okay.
Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, from The Pretenders? No, that's John Legend.
That would actually be somebody that we don't know.
That's Chrissy Hynde.
But we do know.
Appreciates the confusion.
The country music representation on this Star Search judge will be
Jelly Roll.
They got Jelly Roll. So there you are. Set to premiere, and it's streaming on Netflix. Which, are they going to drop all the episodes all at once? No, they're doing it live Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
Oh.
So Netflix acting like TV.
Netflix. That's Network.
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
It all comes together.
I like it. So it's a very frustrating situation when you don't receive a paycheck from your trusty company, such as the situation of one Sean Diddy Combs and his trusty employees. The Diddler, because I know you love that name, is being accused of not paying the staff while he's behind bars. Management company TriStar Sports and Entertainment and his reps say everyone's being compensated. In related news, his old nemesis, or ops, as the kids say, his his D1 op, 50 Cent, reportedly doing great, and now hard at work on a crime series after the smashing success of that documentary he funded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did that money go to Mickey Rourke as well?
I don't think so.
So the Consumer Electronics Show is happening in Las Vegas. And yesterday we talked about one of the things that debuted. This is where all the techie stuff comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And Lego unveiled that smart brick, which talks to other bricks. So I'm sure that's going to be really affordable when those sets come out.
Well, because Legos are not expensive enough.
You need a contractor these days for that.
Oh, Lord.
Some of the other products that came out, lollipops that play music, color-changing fingernails, talking AI picture frames. These are picture frames of then your family starts talking to you.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Vibrating kitchen knives.
What? Why?
And AI-powered hair clippers. Which actually I could have used for the cutting of Elle's hair. Still, yet again, another year goes by and I see nothing about things that will fold your laundry. So
yeah,
do better, America. Do better, science.
Excuse me. So, you know, all that Christmas candy is gone. Valentine's not here yet. So what are we going to do in the meanwhile? Well, the answer is eat all of the Girl Scout cookies. Mm-hmm. Apparently today is the very first day. It's a season. Girl Scout cookie season, Mr. Ooh. JB.
All right.
The company says it's always a moment of joy and tradition. And this year promises to be incredibly exciting, particularly with something called Explore Mores. It is a Rocky Road ice cream-inspired sandwich cookie that, quote, reflects the spirit of exploration at the heart of every Girl Scout. You can also now order them online, or there's a Girl Scout cookie finder.
Oh, which really? There's an app for that? Is AI helping us with our
creepy
Girl Scout cookies? Are they better than Jake Summers'
wife's cookies
over there that
Mrs.
were delivered to us? Thank you.
And she's cuter, too. I said what I said.
So check your change. One of the coins created to commemorate this year's United States 250th anniversary began circulating Monday of this week. Yeah, the Mayflower Compact Quarter. First of five new quarters for 2026. It's got a bunch of different things and the Mayflower on it. It's all about our 250th anniversary, even though that didn't happen around the same time.
No.
That's okay. Yes. Other quarters will be coming out, too, and they will have the Revolutionary War quarter, the Declaration of Independence quarter, the U.S. Constitution quarter, and then the Venezuelan quarter.
Venezuela.
Yeah. Save them for, by the way, Mickey Rourke. Okay, he needs them. And then finally, the Academy Awards announced that they are moving their broadcast home, the Oscars. They've been on ABC for ages, and in 2029, the Oscars will move to YouTube beginning in 2029. So the awards that honor the best in filmmaking will now be broadcast on the platform that started with cat videos. So there you go.